Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to Red Men News by the Red Men TV with your daily dose of Liverpool FC news. I am joined by Ben Kelly today. We've got quite a few stories to talk about, but we're going to plough straight into it. Dejan Lovren considers his English cycle closed as Roma pushed to sign the Liverpool defender. Apparently, Corriere dello Sport have reported that Lovren considers his English cycle closed and would be willing to lower his salary, Ben, to seal a move to Italy. Are you quite surprised about this?
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. I am and I'm not. I think I'm surprised that he would be, like, he sounds this desperate to move away. But at the same time, I was talking to Sam before the final word this morning, and it was like, well, he's 30 years old now. He probably just wants to play football. Money isn't an issue, you know, none of that. He's fallen down the pecking order at Liverpool. He's probably, like, now looking forward to just getting a few more years under his belt, doing what he enjoys doing for the final few years of his career, where he's going to be able to play at this top level. And he probably just wants a fresh start, having just won the European Cup. So it surprises me that he might be that desperate, but at the same time, I think I can kind of understand it.
Yeah, I think, you know, we'll carry on with the article. The Italian publication adds that Lovren may even talk with Liverpool to reduce their demands to help him secure an exit. If we continue to scroll down, we know that he missed out on the bench even for Norwich on Friday evening. And apparently, according to this article, he is willing to take a salary cut as well. He's on rumour to be around about £100,000 a week. If we go over to the Liverpool Echo, AC Milan and Roma are supposed to be interested in Dejan, and Liverpool are now sort of setting the price. And it says it here, the Echo understands the club would take 50 million plus bonuses, taking the deal up to around 20 million euros for the centre back. Interesting. I didn't think it was that much. I thought he'd be at minimum 20 million, maximum end of the spectrum, I'd be looking at 30 million for Lovren. No, I get it. He's probably fourth choice centre half now, behind Van Dijk, behind Matip, behind Gomez. This is one of those ones where, because we didn't sign anyone and because we let, like, the likes of Nat Phillips go, I thought Liverpool would keep Dejan Lovren around this season. But it's one of them where the transfer window being shut for the rest of Europe after England could actually hinder us again.
Yeah, and obviously I just touched on that before we started recording. I don't understand this decision at all. Obviously, we made the vote last year because all it does is weaken English side. Somebody can come in now. If Dejan Lovren wants to go and Liverpool feel like they it will be the right thing to move him on, there's nothing we can do about this now unless you want to cancel a loan for Nat Phillips that we've just made, which wouldn't make any sense whatsoever. I'm not even sure if we can do that. So it seems ridiculous for the sake of 15 million euros, unless he is absolutely crying out to go and he's banging on Jurgen's door every day, please let me go. For the sake of 15 million euros, or 13.9 million pounds, for the sake of that, you just keep hold of him until January at least and see what your options are.
I think that's the way to do it. I thought we'd see Lovren more than we probably thought initially this season, but it looks like, I mean, him not making the bench for Norwich is a big thing, isn't it?
Well,
it doesn't bode well at all. It probably says that maybe there is sort of fire where there is smoke. Jürgen Klopp told to make Premier League title sacrifice by Liverpool's owners, according to the Mirror. The club's owners want to go one better and claim the Premier League and the Champions League this season. Anfield owners believe that a hectic schedule, which this season includes the Super Cup and World Club Cup, has no room for a concerted challenge on two domestic trophies. There's no quotes.
No, it's difficult, isn't it?
But I kind of understand it. Like, and it says to downgrade the FA Cup and the Carabao Cup. Well, I think the competitions have kind of been doing that themselves over the last sort of 15 to 20 years anyway. And, you know, to think that, well, it's Premier League, it's Champions League, take your pick on which order you want them in. For me, it's Premier League, then Champions League, and then it's FA Cup, then Carabao.
Yeah.
I think naturally you're going to have to pick an order.
Do you slot the two extra trophies that are up there all this season, i.e. the Super Cup and the World Club Cup, do you slot them above the two domestic ones, given the novelty of them almost? But even though the Super Cup's only one game, which obviously doesn't really...
And the Club World Cup has to be up there.
Yeah.
Because we've not won it.
No,
you know, we want to go and be world champions.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what you want, isn't it? I mean, you can only get in there by winning the Champions League. We won the Champions League, you go for it.
Yeah.
You try and become the best club side in world football with the title to back it up. Super Cup's one game, so yeah, absolutely go for that. Of course, the two domestic competitions fall behind them in that regard. And all it is saying, like, look, Liverpool are going to play younger lads and give them an opportunity. That's the case anyway.
Yeah.
This isn't news.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is the exact type of thing that is completely sensationalised by Twitter and just whoever can get their hands on it, because they're not going out and actively saying, just jib it off. Just get yourself knocked out. Fix the game, Jurgen, and just go out and don't play the extra games. Jurgen Klopp won't have been looking to play full-strength teams from minute one in the Carabao Cup in September this season. He'll be going out, he'll be putting out a mix.
He never has done.
And the thing is, we're now with the squad options that we've got. He can still play a midfield three of James Milner, Gini Wijnaldum and Naby Keita. And then you've got, you know, the likes of Henderson, Fabinho, Ox, all of them to come in anyway. Like, the squad rotation is nowhere near as bad as it was in the likes of the Rodgers days or even the early Klopp days. So for me, you know, he'll be going in to the early stage of these competitions, and they'll become more of a priority the further we get into the competition. I think the very much the attitude is, well, much like last season, none of us really care that we got knocked out of the Wolves FA Cup game now. But if we'd gone further and we'd gone on to win the FA Cup that season, the further along you get, it might have taken a bit more priority given that there was another trophy up for grabs.
Think of it this way. Would you have rather won the FA Cup or the Champions League? And one might have directly affected the other.
Yeah.
So it's interesting for me. And look, you know, he gave a debut to Curtis Jones, I think it was, in the Wolves game.
Camacho,
Keanu Hoover came off the bench, didn't he? So there's two ways of looking at it. You got young lads in the squad who we want to improve and we want to give game time to and we want to make them better. Are you going to do that in the Premier League or one of the Cups?
Yeah. I don't think this is a bad thing. I'm gonna go out and say that.
And look, you know, people might point back to the likes of Shankly and what he'd think of it and stuff like that. Shankly didn't do very well in the old League Cup and stuff as well, as far as I remember anyway. Alisson Becker injury update. Now, this isn't really an injury update because we're still waiting for one, but we've not talked about it on the news. Klopp came out after the game and said he's definitely missing the Super Cup. We can't find any more information about it, but it looked like it was a calf tear. Mm-hmm. Some description, probably between 4 and 6 weeks on the sidelines for the best goalkeeper in the world. This is directly fed into Liverpool are looking at Andy Lonergan as cover for injured Alisson. Obviously, we can sign players who are unattached. Andy Lonergan will have been them because Middlesbrough, he doesn't have a contract with Middlesbrough anymore. He obviously trained with us in America and stuff. So this seems like the right thing and probably the easiest thing for Liverpool to do. They already know him. Now, there are a few goalkeepers that are still injured. You know, I think it's Keller who is coming back with a broken wrist, isn't he? But he is in training. He'll probably sit on the bench for the Super Cup. Looks like Adrian's going to take that number one spot, which is what he was signed for, in case there was an injury to Alisson Becker. It's gutting that 40 minutes into the season, we've swapped out the best goalkeeper in the world for Adrian. But it is what it is, and we've got to move on. 4 to 6 weeks. Let's hope it's that, because it's not the end of the world. Let's hope it's sooner, obviously. I expect Liverpool to sign Andy Lonergan.
Yeah, I think that would make most sense for everybody involved. He looked okay in America as well. You know, I think did he play the first half of the Sofia game and made actually quite a few good saves. So he came on. Look, we need that. It'd be nice to have a little bit of experience. Obviously, Kamil Grabar is out on loan at Huddersfield. As you mentioned, Kelleher and Jarros are both recovering from injuries still. But all of them are young goalies. Mm-hmm. So it's nice, obviously, with Alexson out
out of the picture. It would just be good, I think, to have another experienced head. No matter what level, you know, obviously he's mainly played Championship football and below for the majority of his career. But no matter what level, you know, a 35-year-old coming in, I don't think it's a bad thing at all.
No, I think that's right. I think we've got to do something short-term. And again, you know, the transfer window ended with the rest of Europe, we'd probably have signed somebody. So Joe Gomez is hungry for silverware, wants to add that Super Cup to his Champions League that he won in June. We'll obviously play Chelsea on Wednesday evening. Paul and I will be going over there to cover that one for Redmen TV. And Joe Gomez has said this. I think the Community Shield would have been nice, but we lost the way we did, which was unfortunate. I think now that just made us even hungrier to get our hands on a piece of silverware again. I think that's going to be our aim this year, just to get as much silverware as possible. Hopefully we can do it, but it's obviously against a tough side and we know it won't be easy. But again, that sort of feeds into Jürgen Klopp getting the team to stand and watch Manchester City lift shield the other week, doesn't it? I think, you know, that will have pissed off a lot of Liverpool players, seeing how happy they were, knowing how bad they felt. But Liverpool will go out there and they will absolutely be fighting for the Super Cup on Wednesday.
Yeah, and we just recorded the Umbu. I'm so excited for this game, Chris. I cannot wait. I really wish I could go out there and watch the game. But, you know, this is the one that Klopp will be going for. We talked about it on the Umsets and Match Build-Up show about like how he's kind of wanting to put the Champions League behind us and write more chapters in this story. And it starts here. You know, this is a really good opportunity to not only get another trophy under our belt, but to put a real marker down to the rest of Europe for the upcoming European season, going, yeah, we're not only with the Champions League holders, but we're not going anywhere either. And I think that's what the cup squad
29th of August, the date is for the draw as well for the Champions League, which we'll look forward to and we'll cover, of course, for you here. So, not quite Liverpool news, but I think it's interesting. Bayern are now asking about Phil Coutinho as well. I'll get on this one for a translated website. Waiting for the PSG to pronounce itself if it agrees to put it into the Neymar operation. The Germans have probed it.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I think they're just... I think by reading the article, Bayern are conscious that this PSG deal may get done. It might be a Coutinho-Neymar sort of swap between Barcelona and PSG. Bayern have asked both how much a loan would cost and the permanent transfer Barcelona about Phil Coutinho. So it's interesting that you've not really been linked to Germany, and we were actually sat here last week saying, I wonder why Bayern haven't been linked. Now it seems like they are, but
they've probed it, Chris.
They've probed it, and it's on, basically. So there we go. Again, I'm just glad that he didn't end up in England than any of our rivals. If he goes to Bayern Munich, I'm not too bothered. If he stays at Barca, I'm not too bothered. If he goes to PSG, I'm not too bothered. As long as he doesn't make the teams around us better, I'm sound with that. So let's get into some of the comments then. Let's start with AC Milan and Roma, like and Dejan Lovren. Tom, have you got anything for us, mate?
Yeah, I've got a super chat for after that as well. Nuzo says, if Lovren leaves, that sets up a window for Sepp Vandenberg and Hove to get the fourth spot.
That's a good point.
No, I think that's right, isn't it? And I think, you know, you don't want to be in a situation where you're having to throw those guys in. And for me, look, you know, I know that Sepp Vandenberg and Kana Hoover have looked good in pre-season in the limited minutes that they've had. Certainly, you can say that about Sepp Vandenberg. But, you know, I'm also conscious that Gomez and Matip have had their injury issues, which is why, and Lovren himself has had injury issues, which is why three for that one seemed to make sense to me. But you've got to get these players up to speed at some point. Now, they are very, very young. I don't expect them to come in and get a lot of games this season. But again, if Trent goes down, for example, that's Gomez playing on the right. And then all of a sudden you're left with Matip and Van Dijk. Yeah. And nobody other than those two young lads to cover for them. So, I mean, it seems risky to me.
Yeah, but at the same time, obviously, obviously there wasn't much transfer issue activity for us in the window, but one of the things we did discuss was the fact that he's brought in two very young players in Harvey Elliott and Sepp Vandenberg. So they are building for the future. So if he does get rid of Lovren, obviously a 30-year-old, and he wants to just put in the likes of Nat Phillips, obviously, who's gone on loan to develop, or Sepp Vandenberg in as the fourth or fifth choice right back, then that was clearly the plan by bringing him in the first place in the summer. I don't think he'd have spent 4.4 million on him if he didn't project him playing at all over the next couple of seasons.
That's a good point, Okay, well, let's go to the Super Chat then, mate.
Yeah, Matthew Eckersley says, hey lads, watching from south of France, have you heard anything about the Anfield Road expansion?
No, nothing really. I think I'm sure the date might have just passed for Liverpool. I'm not sure. I've not heard too much. I've not looked into that for a little while, to be honest. But I'd imagine that at some point it is going to get done, to be honest. It needs to get done.
Yeah.
Can so I ask a question of you? Someone asked in the comments, and I can't find it, sorry. Do you think Lovren leaving will have an effect on Mo Salah, seeing as they're very good friends?
Not in terms of football.
No, I think it's difficult. You can't. I think it's in terms of the top-level professionals that they are at. I think Mo Salah can just get on with his job, to be honest. I don't think it makes a difference. Lovren doesn't play half the time anyway. So.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, losing your mate and all that type of stuff, it'd be gutting, but you get on with it because you know you're playing for the best club in world football.
Yeah.
So, Armin Zidalorad, do you guys have faith in Adrian to set up, to step up? From what I remember, he was a good keeper for West Ham, good shot stopper, just needs to improve on his distribution maybe. Yeah, I remember him being decent for West Ham. Obviously, I remember him scoring a penalty and knocking Everton out of the cup. That's what I remember him for more than anything. But his distribution looked good on Friday night, didn't it? You know, he hit that one ball out to Robertson very early on when he just come on. I thought that was a great kick. So, do I have faith? I think like all keepers who aren't the very best, there are going to be mistakes.
Yeah,
it's about limiting those number of mistakes. But he looked like the system suited him, certainly.
Yeah, I think it's difficult for us, isn't it? Because we've discussed plenty of times about just how many rubbish goalkeepers we've had playing for Liverpool. And I think it's really, really easy for us to go just automatically assume that he's going to be awful because he's number two. But he was one of those goalkeepers at West Ham that I always feel like, one of them where you go, he's just definitely going to have a worldie against us today. You know, like all that. So I feel like if he, in the limited game time that he's going to have, he can just come in and do the basics right, pull off some good saves and just not do anything stupid, then I think that we can call that a successful spell in the side.
Yeah, okay. Jesus saved my life, bro. Hope Chris is not going to Turkey, because if he goes, we lose. Simple as that. It's bad luck in finals. I'm sorry, but I will continue to try and go to finals until I break this. If I lose a sixth on the bounce, then maybe we have to
reconsider. It's not Jürgen. It was nothing to do with Jürgen.
Maybe I do have to actually reconsider going to finals again. I really hope that we can just get this monkey off my back. Because
so do I.
It's just, I've got the full set, mate. I've seen us lose the Community Shield, the FA Cup, the League Cup, the Europa League and the Champions League.
That's not a record that you want, is it?
No.
I've been to one cup final in my lifetime, and we won it, and it was lovely. It was a great day. Sorry about that. But it'll change because you've not been to a Super Cup yet, so it'll change.
Just add that.
Yeah.
And definitely going to the World Club Cup finals as well. I'll have a better. Oh man, my record in finals is atrocious, and I hate it. Anyway. That's enough of that for today. Don't want to think about that. Want to go there in a good mood, thinking about Liverpool lifting that Super Cup and adding and having to change the wall again in Anfield, because that one does count.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, the Community Shield's not on that wall.
And when we do win that FIFA Club Cup, they'll add that one on the end
as well.
They'll
have to add that one on the end. Three times in a year, they'd have to change that. That'd be fantastic, wouldn't it? And hopefully they'll be changing the Premier League one at the end. Anyway, thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next time on Red Men News. Ta-ra.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode, too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.